Have we missed the big picture of what God's trying to teach us about money? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. All this week, we're listening to excerpts from a live event I did in Birmingham, Alabama. Today, let's look at the source of good stewardship. It all starts in the heart.
Many times in financial training, we miss the big picture. The whole Bible is about love. It's the most referenced topic in the scripture. You know the great commandment. We're to love God and to love people, right? You're with me? We're to love God. Now, God talks about love and money throughout the scripture. Those two things intersect. So he says in 1 Timothy 6:10, and you don't have to turn there. I'm going to quote a lot of scripture for you. That the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. That the love of money. So he clearly tells us that our hearts are not supposed to be in love with money. He says in Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money because I will never leave you or forsake you. Money will. Has that ever happened to anybody here? Where you felt like I was just getting close to it and it kept getting out of my grasp. God said, don't love money. In Luke 16:14, he says the Pharisees loved money and they sneered at the teaching of Jesus. Jesus obviously said something they didn't like because they loved money so much they didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say about it.
Well, I learned in 1999 that what Jesus had to say about money was infinitely more valuable than what I had been taught. And it changed my life forever. If you're ready to seek God more than money, we'd like to help. You can call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or go online to crown.org. That's crown.org.